This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening, everybody. Glad to have you along on the program. Warning, this is a construction zone. We're building bigger and better. Yes, we are. So expanding our studios here. And there is major construction action going on right now. I should probably do a little video of what I'm seeing, the sledgehammer bust through walls. Straight ahead of me, and so if you hear some construction, no crazy leftist liberal is breaking in here trying to remove this microphone from my hands. It's just no, it's just some planned construction, and they said, "Hey, do you want to do the show somewhere else?" And they said, "No, I love this. It's real life. Bring it on. Make all the noise you're going to make. It's just fine." Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. They're doing this for long-term care facilities. They're doing this for schools. They're doing this for major public facilities. Why wouldn't you want the experts on indoor air quality? All kinds of price points, all kinds of levels, from a simple thing added to your home furnace, HVAC system, to your business, to your bars, to your restaurants. They're the pros. And they are pros all across our region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, in indoor air quality. HATandSons.com. Fine sponsor of What's On Your Mind. Dr. Mark Hagerot is going to join us, the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. We'll talk a little bit about the NDSU process to find a new president. We'll do that in just a moment. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to talk with a woman from the Ukraine. She lives in Minnesota now, about what we are seeing play out right now in on the Russian-Ukraine border. And there are reports now on video today of a barrage of Russian vehicles making their way into the Ukraine, sad as that is. So all that and more coming up on the program. Josh in South Dakota wanted to weigh in on the trucker convoy here, and then Travis in Bismarck, and then we'll get to our guest. Yes, Josh, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Hopefully opinion from South Dakota matters, but...
Of course it does. Of course it does. We love our South Dakota listeners.
All right, well, thanks. So my question and kind of opinion, since Canada's not looked at as an armed nation like we are here in the U.S. Everyone, a lot of people have guns and ammunition at their ready whenever they want it. But Canada does not. With this trucker convoy and how the police came in and used brute force just to take them out, move these people, whether it was lawfully or not. If Canada had been an armed nation, would it have gone down the same way? And you think back to how our country got started, the Revolutionary War, there were some common day working class people that stood up to the tyrants that were making laws and basically took over the nation. And of course you don't want to have bloodshed or lost lives, but that's what it had to come down to. And look what our nation came out of it. We got the most prosperous nation in the world for hundreds of years. We got an education system. We got opportunities that a lot of people don't have all over the world. So if Canada was an armed nation, would it have came out the same way?
With these two way, baby.
Sent home, and so that's my question.
Fair question. We'll let the listeners answer that. You can text us 701-237-1590. 800-228-0550. I would tell you this. This is not playing out well for Justin Trudeau, pretty boy prime minister up there, at all. So I don't think this is over yet. I think this is going to be... he has some splaining to do, don't you think, Kev, on this whole thing?
Yeah, and to his point, Second Amendment, buddy. I mean, that's...
America's...
That's
matters. Yep.
That's the difference maker. That's why it's the Second Amendment, right behind free speech. We can say what we want, and when you try to shut us down, well, we won't let that happen anymore.
I hope it provides an awakening, Josh. for what we have here and how special it is, and to see it going there. And I'm all for speaking out and, you know, trying to use this moment as a teaching moment. I'd like us to do something and have consequences in Canada for sampling freedom in this way. We do it in Tiananmen Square, right? We speak out about it. I'd love to see that happen, but I think there's a lot of Democrats that are just fine with all this happening, to tell you the truth. Travis in Bismarck. Sounds like you're rustling through a toolbox of some sort there, Travis. We'll interrupt you for a moment
and ask you to... I'm just working here, Scott. I'll take a break and talk with you here.
Oh, beautiful. What's on your mind?
I'm running for Bismarck Public School Board this go around. I ran back in 2018. The reason I'm running is, you know, we have a system that's broken. And this incident at Horizon, regardless if it was a farewell party or whether it was a marriage between two students, shouldn't be happening. Our education system needs to get back to focusing on education. And we've allowed too much noise, whether it be critical race theory, whether it be focusing on student sexualities. You know, our public education system was founded so that every child in that education system gets an education regardless of their race, regardless of their sexual orientation. We need to quit focusing on all this background noise and focus on education.
Amen.
You know, and here's the problem. Here's the problem with what happened at Horizon. We can't trust our current board. We don't trust them as parents. If we had trust in them, we would not be questioning what happened. We'd be taking them at their word. But because they stopped parents from entering these schools, I actually asked to sit out in a classroom at Century High School, and I was told parents cannot do that. I was told that by the principal. They are keeping us from the schools. Parents, this last legislative session, there was a resolution 3049 passed that named parents the primary stakeholders within their child's education. Bismarck Public Schools refuses to recognize our rights as parents. And that's a problem. So when this incident went down, they rushed to get an email out to parents. That email also went to students, Scott. So can you imagine parents trying to sit down and talk to their students about what really happened when the student already knows what the school wants the parents to know? I talked to a gentleman on my Facebook page. He talked to his daughter. His daughter was fearful she would get in trouble for saying that what was reported on the email was inaccurate. He had to tell her, you're not going to get in trouble. He had to reassure her. Scott, that email go out to our students was an intimidation tactic by Bismarck Public Schools.
You bet it was.
We can't even get the truth.
You bet it was, and it didn't deal with the questions we asked. And,
Absolutely not. I want to bring up one thing about John Lee on that public school board. John Lee, when he took over as president of the school board, he actually modified our right to give public input. So for years and years now here, basically in Bismarck here, parents give public input. The following school board meeting, the school board responds back. They tell us what they've done to correct that problem or concern. John Lee abolished that. He also tried to say that parents cannot give public comment unless it directly is about the agenda and the business being conducted. And I'm going to tell you, folks, next school board meeting, I am going to stand up and I'm going to say what I want to say as a parent and voice my opinions. That is my right as a parent. That is my right as a community member to address my elected officials. People ought to know Bismarck Public School Board members are the only elected officials in Bismarck that do not publicly post their phone number or email. They hide.
Travis,
why is that?
Tell me your last name, Travis.
Travis Jensen.
I just want folks to know that that's an option in the next school board election, since you said you'll be running again. I appreciate your call today. Two things. One, that I would give you the way of feedback. I don't think John Lee's the problem. I think the administration is the problem. And I'm not familiar with what you're talking about related to speaking, although I am getting increasingly alarmed everywhere. I just heard a story about tonight's Grand Forks City Council meeting. Just one sec, Travis. That people are randomly selected from the crowd to be able to speak. What in the world is going on here? I understand you have to have some process. I know in a lot of school boards they'll say, well, as soon as the agenda comes out, let us know if you want to speak. We'll put you on a list. There's process. I get that. There has to be some process. But the idea that it's challenging as taxpayers to be able to speak is just wrong. I get it. You can't sit there for 10 hours. without expecting people that have jobs and lives and everything else to be able to do it. There should be some structure to it. But if I want to speak as a taxpaying, you know, whether it be whatever school district, whether it's city council, county commission, whatever, we're getting into dangerous territory if we shut that down. So totally agree with you on that point. By the way, I just heard a story about a Castleton, a school board there, dealt with a tax issue related to the proposed new development for the soybean plant there, and they rushed out an emergency meeting and then had a meeting scheduled a few hours later, and people were not allowed to speak. That's just wrong. Wrong on many levels. So it's happening in many places. Last few seconds, Travis, and then I must go. What else did you want to say?
You have to remember, we as taxpayers, we as parents, we do not get to choose Dr. Hornbacher as superintendent. That is the board. The board is our direct representation between the administration of the school district. So, yes, when you say John Lee isn't the problem, John Lee is part of the problem because he is our direct representation of the people. The board members that are not speaking up for parents are the problem. These board members, I urge everybody to look through the rules and regulations for board members.
All right, Travis, appreciate the call. We got to go. We're up against the break. Story's not going away. Dr. Mark Hagerot, when we come back, don't go away.
Another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, an integrative HPOT physician. Saturday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Save that date, Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., and you'll find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, which is now open and taking patients. There is relief from chronic fatigue. Hear about the breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. And patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. This is a free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic and the Swanson Foundation. Find out more information now at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. And we'll see you March 5th, 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting
it. Tomorrow, NDSU will have its next president named. The process includes bringing three candidates to campus. Dr. Mark Hagerot, chancellor of the North Dakota University System, will walk us through that process in a moment here. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. That's what they have for you at PetroServe USA. Lunch specials today. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Meatloaf or cheesy taco hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Sloppy Joe's on 12th and I-29, Tater Tot Hot Dish today downtown Fargo, Glendon has breakfast hot dish, Salisbury Steak or tacos in Uteland today. Petrol Serve USA, tell them Scott sent you. Dr. Mark Hagelot, Chancellor of the North Dakota University System, thank you for the time today. How are you?
Thank you for having me on your show. I always appreciate that.
Always enjoy catching up, and I know there have been a lot of eyes on who the next president of NDSU will be. Tomorrow we'll know the answer to that, I assume, because the Board of Higher Education will meet, and the three finalists on campus, and a chance for everybody to see them eyeball to eyeball, and then meet in executive session and decide who it is that should lead the university. Just bring us back to the beginning on how you go about getting to a final three in the process, if you would, Mark.
Well, thank you for the question, because it is, I want to assure your listeners, it is a complex, detailed process led by a national search firm that did searches for the Montana flagships, the South Dakota flagships, Iowa. So we had a blue-chip firm. He was a former chancellor of Minnesota and Pennsylvania and a college president himself. So he led that search firm, and then we assembled a search committee of just incredible people, three chief executive officers, including the CEO of MDU, and Steve Swantic, former bank chairman of Gate City. We had two deans. The co-chairs of the search were our vice chair of the board, Dr. Jill Louders, and Dr. Greg Lardy, the ag vice president. We had faculty, staff, very diverse selection committee, the majority of which were actually women. So that committee met and sorted through about 50 applications from around the country, narrowed it down to a group that was invited in Minnesota, because again, we want to thank the legislature. They gave some protection for candidates to apply and not have their names go public till they showed up at the campus. So we met in Minnesota at the airport, lengthy interviews, background checks. Then five of them came to the campus. And then the committee narrowed that down to three names that they forwarded to the board for tomorrow's final selection. So it was a long process of multiple months starting way back in early fall. So it'll all be wrapped up tomorrow.
Talk about just a quick headline on each of the three finalists and the outcome of this process. One of these three will be the next president of NDSU. Just tell us a little bit about each of them.
Sure thing. And very excited and honored that they would go through this because, as you know, and I heard, you know, part of your previous show, you know, I mean, our world with social media and the huge conflicts in higher education and K-12, you know, this is not without stress for candidates to put their name and go to these interviews, have people write about them, blog about them, go to, you know, public forums where hundreds of people are providing anonymous comments on them, you know. So I want to thank these three. They each have different strengths. Dr. Mary Holz-Claus has worked in agriculture for years. She's running two campuses. So she's a sitting president of a two-campus consortium in Minnesota. But she'd also been in Iowa, and she's a tenured professor. All three of these, by the way, are very accomplished and have held tenure for years, which is a real compliment. I think the faculty will find appealing. Then we have Dr. Hesham El-Rowini, who is a computer scientist. You know, I'm big on the whole transformation of our economy, UAS, digitization, and he's a computer scientist and a provost in a Washington, D.C. university. But he actually spent a decade or more at UND and actually lived in Fargo, where his wife, I think, was in a residency. She's a medical doctor, and he's a sitting provost. And then we have Vice Chancellor David Cook, Vice Chancellor of Kansas, University of Kansas, so big Midwestern university. Again, holds tenure in two different parts of the school, so very accomplished, and he is in economic development and then ran a satellite campus and grew enrollment by 40%. So people who say you can't grow enrollment, I mean, he did it with non-traditional students, mid-career people. So those are the three, and again, they each have their strengths and come from different parts of the country, but very excited that the board will be able to interview all three of them tomorrow.
And that is public, right? So folks can watch that online if they want to and see the interview process?
Correct. It should be, you know, with this snowstorm we had and the roads closed, NDSU's rallying and their tech team is going to bring the people in to get this live streamed, or, you know, at a minimum, you know, live stream and a phone line people can listen to. Normally we have a team out of the capital city come out, but as you know, the freeways are closed right now. So, but yes, it will be a public meeting. Mm-hmm.
And what do you see, Dr. Hagerot, by the way, our guest, Dr. Mark Hagerot, the chancellor of the North Dakota University System, and he is someone that works very closely, obviously, with the Board of Higher Education. They are effectively the appointees of Governor Burgum on the, in this case, so the governor appoints Board of Higher Ed members, and the coordination that happens between those Board of Higher Ed members and the chancellor is the person ultimately, the University System Board, is the governing entities for all of our institutes of higher learning in North Dakota. So important position in challenging times for higher ed, without doubt. What would you say is the most important thing for this new person to do? You mentioned enrollment success of this David Cook down at Kansas as an example, the vice chancellor down there. Many people have cited the enrollment decline at NDSU as a reason for a change. Is that job one? What's the most important thing, Mark?
Well, there's, you know, it's a massive, complex organization, right, NDSU. It's a precious gem of the people of North Dakota and the people of Fargo. But, of course, the most important mission is to prepare North Dakota kids for the future, right? And what's been added to that mission is to help people mid-career, right? Single mothers, single fathers that need to be able to get credentials because, you know, our economy is changing right before our eyes. And so we anticipate a lot of people are going to have to come back to get certificates and updated careers, whereas in the past you went to school, you were done, and then the rest you learned on the job. So you know, there's not an explicit enrollment goal, but respond to the needs of our North Dakota kids and help create the workforce we need in the future. The other part is the massive research enterprise, right? And we're trying to build a five-state consortium with North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming to compete for one of the biggest research bills ever in the history of America, which our, you know, Senator Hoeven and others helped push a rural component of that. So research is a huge part, being, you know, one of our two research universities. So exciting times, transformational times, and we're really looking forward, you know, to this new era here for the new president.
The interviews are from when to when tomorrow?
It starts tomorrow morning around 8:30, depending on the weather. And by noon, the three interviews should be complete, and the board will go into executive session to deliberate. And then the new president should be announced sometime in the early afternoon.
Tomorrow on campus at NDSU, a new president will be named. And now you learn a little bit more about the candidates and the process as well. Thanks for our chat here with Dr. Mark Hagerot. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Have a nice day.
You as well. We'll talk with a Minnesotan from the Ukraine when we come back about the decision of Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine and declare independence for parts of Ukraine when we come back.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
60 years ago, the Soviet Union and the United States were in the heat of the space race. In 2022, it's a whole different world. Russian President Vladimir Putin self-proclaims areas in eastern Ukraine as independent from sovereign nations and sent in troops. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are on our land. We are not afraid of anything or anyone. We don't owe anything to anyone. We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
Much of the world is condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion Monday. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. Today might be the day you think about a life changer and an education, flexible and affordable, by the University of Mary, where you can get a bachelor's degree completed. Maybe you started one, didn't finish. Maybe you want a graduate degree. You can tailor your skills with a certificate. You can do it in multiple campuses. There's one in Watford City at the Rough Rider Center, as an example. There's one in Fargo. You can do it on campus at the University of Mary Bismarck. There are many places where they have those. You can also do it online. But you earn the degree through Mary on your schedule and your location, what works best for you. Novel concept in higher ed. Learn more at online.umary.edu. And if you're ready to apply, use the promo code SCOTT, and they waive your application fee. How about that? President Biden will be speaking on the Ukraine crisis at noon today. I know Vladimir Putin must be shaking in his boots, right? Oh, he's going to talk again. He's talking. He is talking right now. Oh, no. What's going to happen? Anyway. He's
reading and talking, actually.
Right. He's reading and talking.
Time. It's really amazing that he can do that.
And boy, if you do this, there's going to be consequences. We're going to have sanctions. Don't do this. Well, he did it. Now what?
Did you see the meme? There's a meme out where it's a picture of Pee Wee Herman with Biden's head on his body, and he's trying to tell Conor McGregor what's going to happen. And he says, Conor McGregor from UFC, to his face is Putin. It's pretty funny.
Anyway, noon today, we'll hear more about this.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's so sad because it really is bad. I see some reports now that Germany has halted the Nord Stream 2 pipeline because of Russia's actions. But, again, question everything, as Ken usually says, halts. What does that mean? We're going to pause for a couple of days? Or does that mean you take it apart brick by brick and say it'll no longer go forward? And, by the way, our own senator, Kevin Cramer, and Senator Hovind and others have been saying for a long time, you shouldn't even build that pipeline. Why would you give Russia power over your energy?
Money.
Germany or anybody else.
Money.
And don't forget, Donald Trump had sanctions on it. Biden lifted them.
Money, 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 money.
It's all about the money, man.
You can't make it up.
It is all about the money.
You can't make it up. Anyway, let's talk to somebody that is living this a little differently than most of us here. From the Ukraine, now living in the United States, Svetlana Grindelin is with us.
She's a Minnesota resident now, but talks regularly with friends and family in the Ukraine and can give us a little different perspective on this. Svetlana, thank you for taking some time to chat with us today.
Hi. Yes, I'm originally from Ukraine. I was born in Poltava. It's not that far from Russian border. Between Poltava and Russian border, it's Kharkivskaya Oblast, so it's like a state here. And I've been living in the United States for 24 years, but I'm Ukrainian, so my heart is part of my heart still there in Ukraine because my roots from over there. And let me tell a little bit about my home place, what I think about Ukraine. I was born in Poltava, went to college in Kharkiv, then moved to Sevastopol, Crimea, and spent 19 years of my life working and living there. So I always thought about Sevastopol, Crimea as my home. And as you know, in 2014, Russia annexed the Crimea. So now it's the Russian territory. So I don't even have my home place as used to be my home place, because it's Russian territory right now.
Okay, I just want to put that in perspective. If somebody said, North Dakota is now mine, we're going to take it out of the United States. If Justin Trudeau says, you know what, we're going to declare North Dakota now part of Canada, and everybody that called North Dakota home settled in North Dakota, had roots in North Dakota, settlers, whatever, it's gone. That's what you just described for us.
Exactly, exactly. That's a very good example. And all of a sudden, you don't have your home. It's a part of different country. And even now, Vladimir Putin is telling us about, oh, that used to be Russia until 1954. It's added to Ukraine in 1954. I'm sorry. In 1991, when Ukraine got its independence, Crimea was a part of Ukraine. If Russia was disagreed by that moment, they have to say, yes, I'm sorry, this is part of Russia, and we're not going to give this part to Ukraine. That, in my understanding, needs to be, that question needs to be brought up in 1991. And speaking about that, in 1994, it was six countries actually signed a memorandum in Budapest. It was Belarus, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Russia, United States, and United Kingdom. It was all countries where they had weapons, nuclear weapons, on their territory. And by that memorandum, they said nobody ever can do anything in to divide territory of these countries or political independence. Because of that, Ukraine, Belarus, and Kazakhstan, between 1994 and 1996, give all the nuclear weapons back to Russia. In 1994, Ukraine actually was the world's third largest nuclear stockpile. They give all that to Russia because of that memorandum. Because
right.
They wanted to have...
Right, and that was there was an agreement there. It said, Ukraine,
yes,
give up your defenses,
yes,
and in exchange for your freedom. They did that, and now we're saying, oh, so bad,
now,
so sad, too sad. You're exactly right.
Yes, now, yes, and now Vladimir Putin is saying, oh, well, we did it. I just read about what he explained, and he said, well, because it was a revolution in Ukraine. But I'm sorry, they said, political independence, territorial integrity in political independence. Well, he just tried to find any reason to explain it. At the same time, 2014, they started war in Donbass. And again, like yesterday, I heard about his, I listened to his speech. He's saying some goofy lecture about how Ukraine was made by Lenin. I'm sorry. History of Ukraine goes back to 19th century. It's Kiev and Rus mentioned in 19th century. Whole Christianity came from Kiev when Knyaz Vladimir baptized all his people in Kiev in the Dnieper River. What are we talking about? History. We can talk about history a lot, but let's don't forget about 1991, Ukraine got independency. What they had. Russian, they had the Crimea included, they had Donetsk included, they had Lugansk included. And they had a memorandum. Just leave Ukraine alone. Only thing what people want, Ukrainian people want, they want freedom, and they want to be, they have a democracy, they want better life for people, peaceful life. That's what they want.
That's not too much to ask. It is not too much to ask. It would be nice to see the United States of America say, this weakness will not be tolerated. We are not going to portray. In other words, the citizens of the United States have to speak here because our leadership is so weak. The Putins, the Russians, the Chinese don't fear us, and they will steamroll. Now, we have responsibilities as part of NATO to stand up against this. So I guess the debate is, do we honor those responsibilities or not? I'm not talking about large-scale forces, but this could have all been prevented. We've sort of gone asleep at the switch while the troop buildup continues to happen more and more and more and more. And well, then the consequences are inevitable. I'm curious how your friends and family are reacting to this, what looks to be today, an invasion happening, trucks pouring across the border. What are they saying about this, LaDonna?
Well, I have don't have that many relatives, but I have so many friends in Ukraine that I'm still communicating with them. And one of them, they live 40 kilometers away from Russian border, and it's like 30 miles. And they have the cousins who live in Russia. The cousins have a sons. She has a son. And they both in their Taurus. Sons in their Taurus. So what if it's happened large war in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia? Are their sons going to shoot each other? So cousins, second cousins, needs to shoot each other? No. So, of course, Ukrainian people, they against the war. But if war has happened, they will fight for their independence. They will. Everyone what I speak to, anyway, anyone with for my friends what I spoke to yesterday, 2 weeks ago, last night, they all very upset what happened right now about Russian forces. They went into Donetsk and Lugansk, and they all over there, and who knows if they stop on that occupied territory or they go further to take all the region under control, but they are very upset and they want to defend the independency. And I hope United States will came up with the good sanctions against Russia, because Russia just kind of took Crimea over, didn't get that much sanction, didn't get punished for.
Yeah, when did that happen again? When was the Crimea?
It's 2014. It's March 2014.
Okay, so it was Obama years
yep.
Where we just said, okay, and you pointed out, you know, even going back further than that, there was, hey, Ukraine, give up your nuclear weapons, and then you can have your independence. And now we've forgotten that. And the U.S. was in the middle of that as well. And now he declares independence on two other places in Ukraine, and we're supposed to just say, okay. I mean, horribly frustrating. I want to know what you know about what the Russians think about this and what kind of misinformation campaign they are getting as the reasoning for this. How is Putin getting by with this with his people in Russia? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Fascinating one with a Minnesota resident from Ukraine. Svetlana Grindelin with us today on the program. More after this. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about. And they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. The new Buicks and GMCs are arriving pretty much daily, so you might want to stop in if you're looking for new, especially some great pre-owned inventory as well. Got to get in before they're gone. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them with any questions. 701-214-6372. Great crew. They will take care of you. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Oh, man, those new Sierras. Oh, man, I am in love. What about truck envy? And new Sierra is gorgeous.
11 before the top of the hour, final segment on What's on Your Mind Tuesday on the program, and we continue our conversation now with Svetlana Grenadlin, who is from Ukraine originally, now living in Minnesota. Fascinating to hear your perspective on this.
I want to just, I'm curious what you know of what the average everyday Russian thinks about this. I mean, are they like, go, Vladimir, go, take on as much of Ukraine as you possibly can get your hands on? Are they backing this guy? I know you don't have much option in Russia, but I'm just curious more of the talk on the street. What do you know about that, Slavana?
Well, yes, you're right. I don't know that many. I don't have that many friends in Russia, but I will give you an example. I have a good friend of mine who still lives in Sevastopol. What I'm thinking about it, that's my home place. So we know each other for over 40 years, continue communication. And she called me just a couple of days ago. And of course, at first we started talking about what is on our mind. And I told her about, I'm very worried about Ukraine. And she said, why? Why do you worry about Ukraine? It's a funny question, because we just, Russia can come to Ukraine and start to war, invade Ukraine. She said, no. We are very worried about Crimea. Why are you worried about Crimea? Because Ukrainians can start to bomb Sevastopol any day. Why are you saying that? How you come up with this suspicion? And she said, well, that's what we all seen on TV. They're telling us about the show, the TV showing us about Donetsk, about Lugansk, how people suffer over there because Ukrainians keep bombing the cities, how people got killed over there, and Russia tried to help these people, tried to liberate this region, Donetsk and Lugansk, and if they try to do it, Ukraine will start to bomb Crimea. Can you believe in that? That's what they see on TV. The propaganda works so well, so my friend, she believes in that. She believes in that nonsense.
So they're just, they're singing from the hymnal of misinformation from Russian TASS, just like always. Nothing's new there, in other words. It's just the same old, yeah. And they believe it, and don't have enough, I guess, other information or other sources of information to even question it, it sounds like.
Yes, and all that started, in my opinion, and not only my opinion, so many different people believe that, why they started Lugansk and Donetsk, when you look on the map of Ukraine and look in Crimea, you can get to Crimea any place by bridge, where they build it, from Russia, or go by land. But in that case, you need to have Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporozhye, and go away to Crimea. That's why they all started. They need a road to Crimea. So I don't think so Vladimir Putin and Russian will stop over there in Donetsk and Lugansk. They will continue march down. But that's my opinion. And
I want to ask you something about the opinions in the U.S. about enough already. This is not our problem. We should not worry about this. One texter says, NATO countries are reliant on Russian energy. Why would we waste our men and money to fight Russia? We haven't won a war since World War II. Biden and his woke military won't change that. What do you say to people here that say this is not our problem?
No, this is our problem. This is our problem because, and it's not only about the Biden administration. It's same with Trump, same with Biden. It's problem of everyone. If we let Russia do whatever they want, we can be on the verge of World War III with nuclear weapons. We probably can just, we not even exist as people on this planet. It's our problem. We have to stop. I'm talking about as a person who lived there, born in the time of Soviet Union, who believe in my time in Communist Party, and I wasn't a member of Communist Party, but I believe we are best country until I finally realized, no, it's all lies. We have to stop them. Every country needs to follow the rules, what we live on this planet. That's why we have a NATO, and we have to support NATO.
And I think that's the difference here. I think that's why NATO exists, and we are... attack on one is attack on all. Either our word is good or not. Exactly. We've obviously, I certainly agree with you that while that's not going to be a full-on fighting force from the United States of America, that's going to be support for NATO. And I also agree with the listener, NATO is relying on Russian energy. This is why Donald Trump was trying to stop that dead in its tracks, and Biden reversed it. And now the consequences are playing out all over. Not to mention, what do you think China's doing, ladies and gentlemen? China watching this at all? China seeing how we're going to react to this? Might that have consequences for Taiwan? Wow, a lot going on. Very fascinating conversation. Svetlana Grinland, thank you. Thank you very much. We stand with you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Out of time today. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Really heartfelt conversation. See you tomorrow.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a city president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.